Blog Talk Radio.
Tonight, on the special Movie Geeks United recap show, character actor Judge Reinhold discusses Beverly Hills Cop 4, director Phyllida Lloyd discusses working with Meryl Streep in the filmed adaptation of Mamma Mia, and Chris Carter shares the emotion of returning to the franchise he created in X-Files, I Want to Believe. It's all coming up next on the Movie Geeks United recap show for July. Welcome to the Movie Geeks United recap show. Movie Geeks United is one of the most popular movie-themed podcasts on the internet and iTunes. We are live every Sunday at 6 p.m. Eastern and Wednesday at 10 p.m. Eastern, and you can find us on this webpage, www.blogtalkradio.com/moviegeeksunited. Beloved character actor Judge Reinhold stopped by to talk to the Movie Geeks about his co-starring role opposite Kevin Costner and the political satire Swing Vote opening August 1st, but he also had a thing or two to share about the rumors of an upcoming fourth Beverly Hills Cop film.
Well, Brett Ratner I like very much. We've met several times. He says that he appreciates my work. I don't know Lorenzo Di Bonaventura. I don't know if Eddie wants to completely scrap everything and start a new franchise and be more like Bruce Willis in the Die Hard movies. That's one rumor. I'm notoriously the last person they come to so they can say they're out. We don't have any money left and, we're sorry we don't have any time. So that's been the strategy. I don't know what's going to happen, but that's not unusual for me not to know. I would love to see Eddie be, especially now after Dreamgirls, he could be so exciting and dangerous, sexy, you know. And I'd love to see Rosewood on the bomb squad. It was such a mistake to have Rosewood climbing this bureaucratic ladder. Man, give the guy some heavy explosives. Let him blow up the wrong house, you know, the wrong building. It's dying to be done. I was so disappointed when they gave me that bureaucratic dead-end job, you know.
So,
to answer your question, I would be dying to put it right. I'll be sad if the reason why Eddie comes back. Historically, Eddie has to come back to Beverly Hills to avenge somebody's death, and I hope it's not Billy that gets shot in the head. You know, I really hope.
Yeah.
That's not the case. I don't know that I would do that. I don't want to kill Billy off.
There's such a special chemistry between the two of you, though, and it really makes those films sing for me. So I think you're an invaluable contribution to those films. I can't imagine it without you.
Oh, man, I appreciate that. Anybody listening, write Paramount, because I'd love to be in the movie. I mean, it's not just, I want to put it right. I want to do it for Don Simpson. I want to do it for the right reasons. Hey, I want to make money, you know, but I don't want to end like that, you know?
Right.
I really don't. I want to bring it back. And the action comedy is a great genre when it's done right. When the mixture of true danger and true high stakes and comedy it's beautiful, you know. I loved it. I loved doing it, and I think we really achieved it in the first two. Anyway, I'd love Lorenzo Di Bonaventura is a very smart guy. He's a dark, edgy filmmaker, and I think that's what it needs. But obviously, I'd like to be in it. But I want to blow some crap up, man. I want
That's right. It's about time.
Really, I want to be in the bomb. They got to put me in the bomb squad. And I had this idea where maybe what brings them, instead of having me shot, why don't I get in over my head undercover where I've learned something that's true, but I'm way over my head with these guys, whoever they are, whether it's a terrorist plot or whatever, and I disappear. And he's got to come get me, and he takes care of business, you know.
I think you need to write your own draft, my friend. I got
10 years of ideas that it's totally indiscreet talking about it on the air, but I don't know, you know. I hope I get the chance to give some ideas, because I've thought about it more than probably anybody.
Yeah,
not the movie, but in terms of what Billy would do.
Right.
Yeah.
You know? Right.
I'd love to see him on on one of those Segway bikes too. What if he's a Segway bike cop? This guy's kill me.
Phyllida Lloyd makes her feature film directorial debut with Mamma Mia, which she originated on the Broadway stage. Here she tells the movie geeks about working with her lead actress in the film, none other than Meryl Streep.
Well, I think that Meryl comes more prepared than anybody I ever worked with. I mean, more prepared, with more ideas and more ambition for the possibilities of the project and the scene in front of her, not just the scene in front of her, but the thing as a whole. So she's able to offer up just an infinite number of options. And I think what she, you know, seems to require is clarity. You know, what are we trying to achieve? Do we have a shared vision about what it is? And then she will just give you everything you could imagine and more. You know, she would do 10 takes of something completely differently and then ask you, what do you want? Now what do you want me to do?
Yeah, yeah.
So it's a bit like just being offered up a kind of infinite range of possibilities for any one moment. And, you know, from her great comic gifts to the huge emotional range that she has, and an absolutely belting singing voice.
Mamma Mia opens nationwide July 18th. Chris Carter, the creator of the X-Files franchise, returns to his roots as he directs the second feature film inspired by the series. X-Files, I Want to Believe, opens up on July 25th, and here he tells us about the emotional reunion that took place upon filming this much-anticipated sequel.
The emotion hit me previous to that first day. It hit me when I first sat at my dining room table with David and Jillian doing a table read of the script. And it's the first time all of us had been in the same room together in over 5 years. And I have to say, I got quite emotional. And actually, just even thinking about it right now makes me emotional. It was, we worked and known each other now for nearly a quarter of our lives. And it's, I think, you know, for Dave and Jillian, that's certainly a quarter of their lives. It was like a family reunion of sorts. I don't know. We have a connection it's almost indescribable. We all kind of grew up together.
You can find these interviews in their entirety at our archive at www.blogtalkradio.com/moviegeeksunited. Where you'll also find several hundreds of interviews with industry talents like Brian De Palma, Jeff Goldblum, Paul Schrader, Howard Shore, and hundreds others. Join our show live on Sundays and Wednesdays or anytime on replay if you want to hear from the best and brightest talents for the motion picture industry and even have a chance to speak to them yourself. This is the place you want to be, Movie Geeks United. Thanks for listening. Until next time, bye-bye.
Thank you.